Chapter 1. Gone. Once more, Hermes searched the guest room in Triton and Sophia's bed and breakfast that he'd spent the previous night in, but the result remained the same. His winged sandals had disappeared. He'd come to visit his best friend Triton, the god of seafarers and sailors who lived in Charleston with his mortal wife Sophia. Ever since not only Triton but also his fellow god Dionysus, the god of wine and ecstasy, had taken up residence in this charming southern town, he and his friend Eros visited quite often. Hermes walked out onto the balcony and looked down at the fountain, then perused the balcony. Nothing. The French doors of the room next to his opened, and Eros stepped out onto the balcony, stretching.
Oh, hey, morning. Isn't it a great day?
The love god's grin was just a little too cheerful, and there were only two reasons why Eros would grin like this. Either he'd gotten laid the night before, or he'd pulled a prank on somebody. Hermes jumped over the low divider that separated the balconies from each other and peeked into Eros's room. The bed was empty, and there was no sign of a woman.
Hey, what are you doing?
He turned back to his fellow god.
Give him back, now!
Eros tossed him a confused look.
Huh? Give what back?
Hermes slammed him against the wall.
Give back my sandals, you idiot! I'm not in the mood for your stupid jokes this morning.
I didn't take your frilly sandals, so get off me. What would I do with them? Do you see me flying around?
Eros pushed him off and pulled his t-shirt straight.
I would have gone to sleep at my palace on Olympus if I'd known I'd be accosted this morning.
Hermes tilted his head.
You really don't have them?
No. Go look someplace else.
Why am I always the first to be accused?
Last time I checked, the house belonged to Triton. Doesn't that mean he's got keys to every room?
Hermes took a step back. Eros was right. Triton had had every opportunity to sneak into his room and take the sandals.
That jerk, he growled and rushed through Eros's room, yanking open the door to the hallway when he felt Eros behind him. Why are you following me?
Eros grinned unashamedly.
You didn't think I was going to miss a fight, did you?
Hermes rolled his eyes, then continued on his quest and hurried upstairs, taking two steps at a time. He didn't bother knocking on the door of Triton and Sophia's private studio, and simply pushed it open.
Triton!
He bellowed, walking inside. Triton appeared from the bathroom, a towel wrapped around his waist, water dripping down his shoulders.
What in Hades is going on? Can't you knock?
My sandals. I want them back, now.
I don't have your bloody sandals. Why would I have your sandals?
Very funny, Hermes shot back. But the game is over.
Don't tell me you've lost your sandals.
The seriousness in Triton's voice, coupled with his incredulous look, turned Hermes' annoyance into worry. Triton wasn't that good of an actor. If he didn't have his sandals, then who did?
They're gone.
Hermes ran a shaking hand through his hair.
Fuck!
He looked at both his friends again when he noticed Sophia enter the studio.
What's the ruckus about? Are you guys forgetting that we have guests here? And it's Sunday, everybody's still sleeping.
Sophia chastised them.
Sorry, baby, but it looks like Hermes misplaced his sandals,
Triton said calmly. Then he looked back at him. Have you tried to teleport? Hermes shook his head. Then he tried just that, concentrating on the place he wanted to go, Dio's apartment in the city. If neither Eros nor Triton had his sandals, then Dio had to have played this prank on him. He hoped he was right. His body didn't move. He tried again.
I can't teleport.
Fuck! This can't be happening!
Eros shouted and knocked his fist against Hermes' forehead.
You idiot! I've got a hot date in Greece tonight!
Sophia shot Eros an inquisitive look.
What's that got to do with Hermes' sandals?
Everything! Eros cried out.
Triton looked at his wife, his face etched with concern.
If Hermes can't teleport, that means that every god, including Zeus, will have lost his power to teleport.
Because the power to teleport lies in Hermes' sandals, and that power is only active when the sandals are in the possession of a god. Hermes swallowed, his stomach turning at the implication.
That means a mortal has them.
And there was only one mortal who could have taken them. No, not just taken. Stolen his precious sandals. Zeus would have his hide once he found out.